You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Today is the last day to register to vote in Kansas. If you have not yet registered and you want to exercise your right in November, today's the day to do it. There's a couple of ways you can take care of that. You can go down to the election board in your state, or you can go online and register to vote. We've got links at kprs.com. We've got links on all of our Hot 103 Jams social media pages as well. Atlanta has a mayor named Keisha, and now the Falcons' new head coach, well, the interim head coach, named Raheem.
Yeah, he used to coach the Buccaneers from 2009 to 2011.
How was he as a coach?
Not even mid. But sometimes in the NFL, when young guys, he was very young when he got that head coaching job. And a lot of times, some young guys, they just don't pan out well. Later on, though, they become a little better.
I looked at a little bit of Monday Night Football.
Oh, man.
But I didn't finish it.
Oh, I did. And it was a fantastic game between the hated Chargers and the New Orleans Saints. Saints prevailed in overtime as Drew Brees came and brought his team back, because they was down by 17. It was down 20-3. But they came back and won. Thank God. Because we don't need nobody gaining track on us in the AFC West.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No sorry Chargers. Tuesday night football tonight, Shay.
It is?
Yes, it is. Buffalo Bills and the Tennessee Titans, you know, because all of the COVID cases that's been popping up in the NFL, they had to reschedule this game. So we're going to have Tuesday night football. We've only had about two other Tuesday night football games. I remember one time in Minnesota, their roof collapsed in the old dome, in the Metro Dome, so they had to move that game. But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I can't wait.
Chiefs, what time?
I'm not sure. I think around 6 or 7 or something like
okay.
that. Yeah. Boy, but I don't know about this 4 p.m. Monday night game that the Chiefs got coming up this week. Next Monday, 4 o'clock, goes down against the Bills. Again, because that game had to be moved because of all the positive COVID tests.
And there's an increase happening all over the United States. 37 states are seeing an increase, including Kansas.
It's getting bad.
Your president was at a rally yesterday and threw his mask in the crowd.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Are you serious?
Threw his mask in the crowd, fam. We don't know if this man is still shedding dead virus, because that happens too. You may not be still carrying the virus, but it's shedding the dead virus out of your system, and that can infect others.
What? You got to be kidding me. Come on, man. You got to be smarter than that, fam. You're what? He's not even 2 weeks off of that.
Not even 2 weeks, and you are asked to quarantine between 10 and 14 days. And he has yet to quarantine.
My Lord. Wash your hands. Watch your distance. Be safe, y'all.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
621. Look for highs in the upper 70s today. Sunny skies right now. You're cloudy at 54 in Lee's Summit. Shade, what's poppin'?
Toni Braxton is calling out the ex-man of her little sister, Tamar Braxton. Mm. Now, of course, the ex, David Adefiso, has been very vocal about the issues of the relationship with Tamar. Well, apparently he says something about Toni Braxton's kids and she wasn't here for it.
Damn!
She wrote on her socials, "David, you weasel, you ferret. Mm. You are beyond contempt.
A ferret?
Once again, do not, in all caps, include my children in your shenanigans. Leave my family alone."
You don't want to mess with Mama Bear. All right.
Toni a G.
And she, don't she still go with Birdman?
I don't know. That's been on the raps. Man. They were supposed to get married, and what happened to that?
Coronavirus.
Damn!
Can't talk about nobody's kids, man.
A former security guard. This is explosive, this next one right here, Brian. A former security guard is alleging that Bow Wow was sexually assaulted as a teen.
Shouts to Bow Wow and that big booty Puerto Rican chick from Newark, New Jersey, by Broad Street in the projects. You know who I'm talking about. You know what you did with Bow Wow. Why you gonna rape that little You know he was only 15, 16 when he came up in this. Why you gonna do that to the man? Now he on BET about to marry a chick. You did him dirty. But shouts to you, because you did have security dirty too.
Why does he sound joyful? Like he's happy talking about that.
Yeah, he kind of said some other things about her that I didn't feel was necessary to air. But if these things are true, then don't an investigation or something need to happen? Does Bow Wow need counseling for this? I don't know. It's kind of crazy.
I've been watching Ply's Instagram heavy lately. He's been spitting a lot of game about voting and what we need to be paying attention to as citizens.
Mm-hmm.
He went on his Instagram yesterday and suggested that the Lakers should give their championship trophy to Breonna Taylor's family.
I think that's a nice gesture. I'm not against it at all. Because, you know, they make replicas for the players and stuff like that. I think that would be a very nice gesture.
He said, I think it would be dope if the Los Angeles Lakers. I'm trying to do a Clyde's voice. It's not quite that.
It's like a little more like.
Gave the NBA championship trophy?
You sound like Dolly Parton now.
Oh.
He kind of like, you know, he's kind of a slower talker than that. And
but he does go high. No, he goes high at certain points.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. Not like that, though.
Okay, I'll just read it regularly.
All right.
I think it would be dope if the Los Angeles Lakers gave the NBA championship trophy to Breonna Taylor's family. And then someone else went against it and said they think they should give it to Vanessa.
Oh, okay. Ryan. Yeah, Kobe's widow.
Mm-hmm.
They can do both. I don't know. Yeah. Just do both, Lakers. Give them out. All right? It would be nice gestures.
Black youngster got arrested in Dallas on a firearm charge on Sunday.
This guy, the most ignorant person on the internet.
Cops say he wasn't driving, but they spotted a handgun between his legs. He was arrested and charged with unlawful possession of a firearm, and he was freed after posting a cash bond.
Good Lord.
Guess he had to use the money phone he walked around with.
Yeah, that advance that he gonna owe in about 6 months.
Did you know that Khloe Kardashian used to be an assistant to Nicole Richie?
Nah, it don't surprise me, though. Didn't they used to all hang tough with each other?
Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's assistant, and apparently Khloe was Nicole's assistant during that Simple Life era, which was like one of the first where they was following like one or two people. Like Real World had been out, but it was an ensemble cast.
Yeah. Did you ever watch that stuff? Not Real World, I'm talking about Paris Hilton and them. Yeah.
No.
It's not interested. At all.
I had to work a lot. You know, for real. Like, as a shorty, I had to work a lot.
But this so some of this stuff 90s. I don't. This was like mid-2000s.
I wasn't working in the
90s,
Brian. You always trying to. I was in college and I was working. You're
I'm
always trying to,
no,
you know,
no.
age me out.
No,
like
not.
I was out here grown in the 70s or 80s. And I wasn't.
I ain't trying to do that.
You
to
always.
You.
Yes, you do.
No,
you
I'm
do
not.
It every day, but it's all good.
You're talking about you was a shorty. Like
I was a shorty.
Yeah, all right.
See? Now you go. All right.
8 months.
Let me pull my license out and show it to you so you can see.
I know how young you are.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
You know what, man? I'm mad because my coworkers are bummy.
Huh?
You ever just work with some bummy people, man?
I can relate a little bit, dog. For
when
real.
You say bummy, what do you mean? Like the way they dress, the way they act? I'm confused.
I'm 20 years old. I'm working construction. I'm just starting this stuff. And we got a 25-year-old guy coming in here. Obviously, he doesn't know anything. And I'm training him. And last Friday, he rolled over one of the dump trucks that we're driving. And so I blew up. And it's been hard holding my tongue. But, you know, you can only take so much of that. So, like, I blew up. And this dude called in Saturday, or actually had his dad call in because his dad works for the company too, and his dad told him that he quit and found another job.
Wow.
Like, man, you're 25 years old. How are you going to have your dad call in and say, hey, my son's not coming into work?
Well, sometimes, man, you can have grown babies working for you. You know what I'm saying? So being a baby and having that child mindset, that's what it is. It's a mindset. And sometimes you can have 30-year-old babies. You can have 40-year-old babies. Sometimes
30-year-old babies.
Who you talking about?
1 + 1 = 2.
Do you want me to tell? All right, brother. Have a good one, dog.
You too, man.
Oh, brother. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now, you got too much dip on your chip.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. It's the morning grind with Shay and Sean.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ayy. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Mad sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls. Open up my closet and it's full of clothes. I'm the one that family garden like you do a rose. Need the furry flip flops when you do my toes. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, ayy. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch.
Hot 103 Jams encouraging you. Get out and vote November 3rd. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning. What up, Max Saul? 653. Look for highs in the upper 70s. Sunny skies. Cloudy and 54 right now in Swope Park.
Today is the last day to get registered to vote in Kansas if you'd like to vote in November's election. So many ways to take care of that in person. You mail in a registration or you can do it online.
Get it done.
128,000 people early voted in Georgia yesterday. Why does Missouri not have early voting?
I have no clue.
That's something that I've wondered for the 5 years that I've been living here. I really believe that voting should be made as easy and as convenient as humanly possible for everyone.
Do you think one day we'll be able to vote on our phones?
I would guess that that would be the next step. That would actually open it up for more people to be engaged in this process. But there are those that don't want everyone to be engaged in this process, because if the people truly use their power, then that would take it away from those that have bought their way to their positions in some cases.
Mm-hmm. And I know you say it all the time that if our votes didn't matter, they wouldn't spend the money that they spend or put the attention to voter suppression that they do.
Speaking of voting, Raytown School District voted last night to bring all pre-K through kindergarten through fifth graders back into the classroom on October 26th. It's going to be an emergency Board of Education meeting on October 19th to discuss what they're going to do with the secondary schools.
I don't know, man. I still wouldn't feel comfortable sending my kid out in the world as it is right now. Especially Missouri, Kansas. Cases going up. Flu season coming. It's a lot at risk, man. And I know that there's a dilemma because keeping the kids at home all day is a task. But at the same time, man, we got to buckle down and defeat this coronavirus.
Students who currently are enrolled in virtual learning do have the option to continue if they would like.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Two Metro restaurants have been included in the top 100 burgers list. And one of them, I think you frequented many, many times.
Which one is that?
Town Topic.
Oh, hell yeah. Come on now. Everybody know about Town Topic down there in downtown KC Mo, the best burgers in the city.
Came in at number 72 on the national list.
And what was the other one?
Grandstand Burgers in Miriam, Kansas came in at number 61, even higher than Town Topic.
I've heard of them. I haven't been there, though.
He said the Kelly Burger is all you need in your life.
Man, Town Topic, boy. After a nice, adventurous night on the town, pull up to Town Topic. It's open 24-7. And I hear they serve a good breakfast, too, but, you know, that ain't my thing. But, yeah, Town Topic, boy. Woo! It done saved many of us on many nights.
Elsewhere in Kansas, the Cozy Inn in Salina reached number 21 for its Cozy Burger.
Oh, wow. That's high.
And in Columbia, Missouri, it's a place called Bucci's.
Never heard of that.
And came in number 77 for its cheeseburger.
You're not a burger person.
Where I don't eat beef.
Were you, like, did you, ate beef before, right? Like,
oh,
before?
Yeah. I stopped eating beef in college, though.
Because of Dick Gregory?
Yeah. I read a book from Dick Gregory.
Something about, like, our intestines are not supposed to handle meat or something like that?
That's what the book says. And it made sense to me. Mm. So first I stopped eating pork, and then, like, maybe a year later I stopped eating beef. But don't get me wrong. Sometimes I'll drive past Burger King and that downwind will hit my car. I'm talking about the downwind, Brian.
I know what you're talking about. You can smell it from a mile away.
And I'll be like, a word. So what I do now is just go get the Impossible Whopper.
Okay, yeah, that works.
Instead of...
It's plant-based.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You missing out, Shay.
What's on your top list? I know you keep these lists, Brian.
With burgers? I don't have a burger list. I know Town Topic would definitely be at the top. Shake Shack is up there. Five Guys is up there. I'm an In-N-Out guy, too. Love In-N-Out.
These are all chains, though, Brian.
They are, but, I mean, you know, they're good. What you want me to say? Dude. But I am an In-N-Out guy. I love In-N-Out.
What's the place you took me to after the game a couple years ago?
Oh, Hot Boy. Yeah, they're on there, too. Hot Boy over there on 40 Highway. Definitely a good spot. All this talk about food has got me thinking about Stacy because she loves to cook. Good morning, Stacy. What you got?
Good morning. Today we're going to be talking about how to reinstate your license after it's been taken away from a 10-year denial for DUI. We will be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
7:22, highs in the upper 70s today, sunny and warm. Right now you're mostly clear at 56 in KCK. Shay, what's poppin'?
Child, people, mama and daddy was busy today. Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Libra friends. R&B singer Sherelle is out here 62.
I love me some Sherelle.
Model Beverly Johnson is 68. Comedian Takiya Crystal Kima, you remember her from In Living Color. She's 58 today. NBA All-Star Paul Pierce is 43.
Boo!
NFL Hall of Famer Jerry Rice is 59. Coach of... I don't think he's coach of the Celtics
now.
No more.
76ers.
Yeah. Doc Rivers is 59 today. I saw a documentary about coaching. Mm-hmm. It's really good.
Mm-hmm.
On Netflix. Damon Wilson. Wasn't he the son?
Oh, Sanford the Sons, yeah.
Yeah. He's 74 years old today.
Hey, did you know Quincy Jones wrote that?
It doesn't shock me. It sounds like something Quincy would do.
Yeah.
Politician Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is 31. Reality star and girlfriend of Joel Santana, Kimbella, is 37.
How many more?
About four or five. I said people mommy and daddy was busy, okay? Gospel star Shirley Caesar is 82 today.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ranch.
It's almost that time.
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rats.
You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ranch. Actress Tisha Campbell is 52 today. We interviewed her about this song. Okay, because I was like, what is this? Yeah. And R&B singer Ashanti is the big 4-0.
Happy birthday, everybody born on October 13th.
Child, Cardi B is being called out by social media folk because of her birthday party. Now, we saw a bunch of photos where they was turning it up. She got that new Rolls Royce from her man. But people was like, y'all just gonna overlook the fact that there was a bunch of people at this party and nobody had any masks on during a pandemic?
Ow.
It's true. I didn't see not one mask.
You think they did like a rush test? Yeah, like the rapid coronavirus test?
I doubt it. It could happen, but I doubt it. Eh, well, hopefully don't nobody come back positive.
So, reports are saying that NeNe Leakes didn't attend her former BFF Cynthia Bailey's wedding, but she reached out to her prior to the wedding day.
And everything is all good?
I guess so. If you had a best friend, I mean, oh, let me put myself in this.
Oh.
So, it's me, right?
Here we go.
And you getting married.
Setting myself up.
And I don't show up, but I call you beforehand. Is that okay?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. I'm very understanding in that regard. We may not be on the best of terms, and you may not feel like getting out of bed that day.
FYI, I'm not that understanding.
I know you're not.
Okay, I'm glad that you know that.
Please believe. A phone call is not good enough. You'll give me one of them. Hi, Brian. Okay, Brian. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Okay.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Aww.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, we've got a good one today. If you've been riding dirty, perk your ears up.
Uh-oh, Stacey, let's get to it.
Okay, so today we're talking about how to reinstate your driver's license if you've gotten too many DUIs and you are subject to a 10-year denial. And so at the end of that 10 years, when your license has been revoked, then you are going to make sure that you have no other outstanding suspensions. So you can't have any failure to appear suspensions, accident suspensions, anything like that. The only thing that should be holding your license back is the 10-year denial. You're going to file a petition in the circuit court where you live. And in that petition, you're going to state that your habits and conduct have changed such that you are no longer a threat to the community. And you're going to file that with the court. You would then have a hearing where the court would determine if your habits and conduct have changed. And then if so, you're going to have to get an SR-22 insurance. And so that's specialty insurance, and as well as have a ignition interlock installed in your car. And that is after your license is restored to you. And so I always recommend that people at least consult an attorney before they undergo this process. And if you do have questions, you can always call my office at 816-359-1877. You can find me on social media at Stacey Shaw Law, online at StaceyShawLaw.com. And today is Tuesday. We call for a complete peace. What is so very sad, we've had a rash of gun violence. We've had a rash of police violence. And we just have to stop the whole thing. I got a call last night. Very unfortunately, someone was shot over some French fries at McDonald's. At what point are we going to take personal responsibility for peace in this city? So we wear all black to honor the victims of all violence, and we call for a complete peace. Knowledge, just like this show, is power, and we're giving power to the people. And so whatever way that you can support the resistance for peace in our city, please do so. And today is day 11, occupying Kansas City City Hall. Until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Day two of the Senate Judiciary hearing for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett continues today. Heard some testimony from senators who were against trying to push her through to the Supreme Court in record time. Last night, Donald Trump held a rally in what he calls his home state of Florida. Surprisingly, or maybe not so much, he threw his mask into the crowd.
Unbelievable.
This man was just infected with coronavirus. His doctors say that he is now, I don't want to say cured, but he is now coronavirus free.
Man, throwing coronavirus in the crowd like Nino Brown's doing turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Here he is talking to his supporters.
I feel so powerful. I'll walk into that audience. I'll walk in there. I'll kiss everyone in that audience.
Oh.
I'll kiss the guys and the beautiful women and everybody. I'll just give you a big fat kiss.
I wanna kiss you. Yeah, yeah.
Hey!
Because I mean, we're making light of it right now, but this is serious.
Yeah.
This is the president of these United States saying he wants to go and kiss everybody in the crowd after being diagnosed with coronavirus not even 2 weeks ago.
It's crazy. It's like he's not even living in reality.
Like, but they say he out here hopped up on roids. This is why he feels so great.
You know what? And honestly, I didn't want to say nothing, but I did hear a bit of a slur and when he was talking. But I didn't know if he was, because he was tired or fatigued from the virus or whatever. But man, come on, dog. Like, come on. Common sense. Political parties aside, whatever. This is about looking out for our fellow man right now.
He continued to lie by saying that the virus is disappearing, even though the cases have been on the rise.
Just look at the stats, y'all. That's all you got to do. If you ain't trying to be kissing on your ex, hit us up right now, because it's time to flex on your ex with the Morning Grind.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheated on you?
Hey. Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah.
It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
I'm married, you know, and I try to show different ways to do things, you know, in life, you know, but she's more archetype of one lady, you know what I'm saying? I try to show her different ways to do things, but she's a good lady, you know, but she's not the right one for me. She's still married, but she's grown, stuff like that, and she's doing good right now, so that's good, but I don't think I can ever get back with her, you know, but...
What'd you say?
I just wish you well with her life, and she just wasn't the right one for me, you know.
Has anybody ever told you talk fast?
Yeah, I talk fast and stay with some people.
And make love good.
So I ain't thinking fast enough, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one. I try to slow down. All
right.
I ain't talking fast, you just listening too slow.
Yeah!
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
823, look for highs in the upper 70s today. Sunny and warm. Right now, you are clearing 57 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Dwight Howard was just on this Lakers team that won, right?
Absolutely.
Well, child, him and his baby mama are in the news right now. I don't think you really watch Basketball Wives, but the mother of his children was on that show several years ago. I think like the first year they started it. And apparently he shared some text messages by mistake while he was on Instagram Live.
Wowzers.
So he had that person named as My Heartbeat.
Put in that work.
Don't you just love stuff like that? Like, do you have names for You don't have like my heartbeat, kissy face emoji?
No, I don't do none of that.
You right. You don't even say the chick's names in your phone.
What is you talking about?
Hey, what are you doing?
You don't
know what you talking about. I'm a virgin.
What are you talking about? I didn't say anything about
L.
I said you don't save their names.
I'm a monk. I don't even be interacting with women like that.
Ow.
So after Royce saw this, she said, dang, imagine it being one of the happiest moments, days of your life, and someone who's supposed to be your sanity and celebrate with you comes at you with some childish drama for all the world to see. How embarrassing. Are they still together? She went on to say that Dwight Howard neglects their son.
Oh boy. Here we go. I hope not.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
So anyway, a journalist is alleging that Prince was gobbling Percocets like Eminem.
Come on, man. You gonna say that while the man ain't here to defend himself? Seriously? Yeah.
He said he was friends with Prince for over 30 years and he wrote this book. Who needs friends like that?
None. Brian,
if I pass away and you write a book about all the stuff.
Shay, I am not going to tell them about all the condensed milk you got in your cabinets. All right?
What?
I'm not going to tell all your flour secrets and all your bacon secrets.
The name of the memoir is This Thing Called Life. And he says he remembers a time when he visited Prince after a rollerblading accident. And he said that he didn't even have time to offer him a glass of water before he spied the Walgreens bottle of pills in the living room.
Yeah, see, that all that ain't necessary, fam. And that's no friend at all.
For real. To slander his name at this point is like, wow. I mean, we already know that there was an issue. Why even dig it in deeper? Yeah. 5EO Foreign, he's on the song with one of my favorite rappers. It's called Spicy.
Spicy? Mm. Oh, you talking about Nas?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, 5EO, who's on Nas's song with ASAP Ferg, was arrested in Edgewater, New Jersey on a simple assault over the weekend.
He stay getting in trouble.
He does?
Yeah, he there was an alleged shooting that they thought he was in a couple months ago. He was the one getting shot, though, that the reports were saying, but it turns out that he was okay.
As of now, he hasn't been granted bond. He's in a Bergen County jail. That's the rich part of New Jersey. And no more details at this point.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
It's Lynn.
All right, Lynn, let's see what you got.
See, I don't know if you get it yet. He's like the lighter to my cigarette.
Watch me smoke.
I never knew another human life could have the power to take over mine. So, baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby, baby.
Hey.
Ew.
Baby, 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 baby.
My boy,
I like it when baby. I hear that when you say it. Baby, 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 baby.
What? What? And you got to be kidding me.
Baby, baby, baby.
Is that a lullaby you sing to your kids?
I know B. Shannon gonna play the Price is Red on me, bro. That's all I got for you.
How about you?
No, you're struggling, dog.
It's all good.
Like you're begging.
It's all good, fam.
We got you a $30 Kansas Lottery robbery, riches, instant ticket prize back, and you qualified yourself to get a 1K payday, all right?
I so appreciate it.
What station's live, local, and lit, Lynn?
I 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get a bag.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jam.
Gonna bring me my money.
Yeah! You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.